Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about a nationwide stay away by civil servants in Zimbabwe who are unhappy about low pay and poor working conditions. They are demanding salaries of up to $840 for the lowest paid worker. Currently, the lowest paid government worker is getting about $50 per month and an allowance of $175. They receive their pay in the Zimbabwe dollars, which has been hard hit by inflation. There are more than 300,000 civil servants in Zimbabwe. Government says it can pay their salaries in foreign currency. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition and other organizations are also planning a nationwide strike over poor pay. The high cost of living and human rights violations are also some teething issues. Police last week denied them permission, saying they did not follow some provisions of the Maintenance of Peace and Order Act. Yebambe zulukandaba namhla sikhuluma ngodaba lwezisebenzi zikahulumende ezikhalala umsebenzi ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Siyabona ukuthi isebenzi esihola imali khona manje sithola $52, ikanti ke bona bafuna $840. Omanje izisebenzi zikhalela umsebenzi zizihlalele ngekhaya kodwa bathi impilo ingani ibuhlungu kakhulu. Bathola khonoko ke okuyingcosana kodwa kukhanya kuyabahlupha. Now our first guest is Mr. Goodwill Tatelela, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association. Welcome to the show, Mr. Tatelela.
Yes, good evening. Thank you very much. How are you?
Very fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah. I'm still reeling under poverty.
Yes, we are told that civil servants are supposed to be on strike or on a stay away. What's going on?
Yes, I can confidently tell you that we have a confederation in Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions. And so all the federations that organize under the Zimbabwe Confederation of Trade Unions sat down and agreed to wage that two-day stay away for various reasons, of course. I can confidently speak of the rest of the civil servants organized under PSA, the Public Service Association. The Ministry of Health organized under Nurses Federation of Zimbabwe, Education organized under FEUZI, or the Federation of Educators Union of Zimbabwe. Of course, there are various unions that come under it, and the ZINTA is one of them. This is why I am also appearing on this station.
So now your demands are that you are looking at having a pay increase. What exactly do you want? You know, because the government said it gave you 100% is a 100% salary increase, and you guys actually declined it. So what's going on now?
Okay, in Zimbabwe we have a defective National Joint Negotiating Council, where it is not under the current Section 65 of the Constitution, We are still organized under a statutory instrument, Instrument 141 of 1997, which doesn't give us a collective bargaining power. And what we have done at NJNC is to make a presentation through the Confederation of the Public Sector Trade Unions and the negotiators representing them to say, let's give government something that is practical and happening on the ground. You realize that in Zimbabwe, we are using the RTGS, or our Zimbabwean dollar,
mm-hmm.
and we are also using multi-currencies, but mainly the US dollar. So the government gives us 175 as an allowance, and of course they have placed 100% for our teachers. This is 36,000, amounting to less than 50 US dollars. Against, of course, the Consumer Council declared the PDL figures of over 130,000, which they have admitted to say is now difficult to calculate.
Mm-hmm.
The Finstats, which is the government, which is way above, again, 110,000. And Zinta has a research desk. And it is that research desk that came up with 840, because in Zimbabwe, inflation is also taking its toll on the U.S. dollar, in as much as it is on the RTGS. Now, our demands at the Apex Council level is that we are demanding that they give us salaries in U.S. dollars. Why? Because what is happening is with the U.S. dollar, they give us fine, and we thank the government for that. There is nothing political on everything that I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And but on the RTGS, I think this is kind of hoodwinking us. Why do I say so? Because once you get the RTGS, you have to leave your workplace, and that affects productivity at the workplace. And go into the street to get U.S. dollars, because the shops, the goods, the services, medicals, rentals, transport, you name it, is charged in U.S. dollars. So once you get the RTGS, you still have to...
Yes, but what is the way forward? 10 seconds. What's the way forward?
The way forward is that government must just give us our salaries in U.S. dollars.
And do you think it's trying to guide us? Can I out as well?
We think that the government has the capacity to do that. And, of course, we know the government will not give us without a fight.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Goodwill Taterera, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association. He is in Chekutu. Let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined our show today, please note that we are streaming the discussion live on Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us your messages right now on our social media platforms. Opposition parties in Zimbabwe's political actors dialogue say there's need to implement a set of electoral reforms before the 2023 general elections so that the country may conduct free, fair and credible elections. Professor Lovemo Matuku, leader of the National Constitutional Assembly, is a Polapi member. He has this to say about their proposals, which may be rejected by the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Polapi has published 16 proposals. These are proposals to amend the Electoral Act or to change our law to ensure that there will be a reasonably free and fair election. We have so many of those, but the examples I can give, one is some equitable access to the media, what we may be ambitious for, equal access to the media. But we are focusing on equitable access, meaning that each political party that is contesting, each candidate contesting, must be given a minimum time that they can utilize as far as they want, but within a minimum time on what we call public media. Public media would mean public television, we also mean public newspapers like the Herald and so forth, those that are owned by the state. So we want that. Then the second one, which I can give an example of, is the regulation of political meetings and campaigns. We want to reduce the involvement of the security apparatus, especially the police, in saying this meeting must go on, this meeting must not go on. So we would regulate them. We have put in positions like if there are less than 50 people having a meeting, there might be no need to inform the police much ahead and so forth. You can go around with your door-to-door campaign by simply passing through a police station and notifying them that that's what they are doing without them having anything that they will interfere with. Then we also have issues to do with the voter registration, last-minute voter registration. We want to give people at least a month after the announcement of election date, which must be 3 months ahead. The first month after the announcement of election date, there must be room for people to register to vote. Then we also want to reduce the time that it takes to announce election results. Currently, the law allows up to 5 days for state to do that, so we want that to be much reduced.
Mm-hmm. So when do you expect that these changes will be effected?
We have in plan, we think that by end of September, there would be clarity on the movement by Parliament to be dealing with that, because currently the Minister of Justice is working on an amendment bill. And then our hope is that perhaps by end of September.
Are you confident that the ruling party will take on board all these proposals?
I'm very confident that they will take into account most of the proposals. They may not take into account everything. I remember Polapi is not government. Polapi can only recommend, and when you recommend, you shouldn't expect 100% acceptance.
Professor Lovemo Matuku is the leader of the National Constitutional Assembly. We also had a chat with Wanele Hlabangana, leader of the opposition Republican Party of Zimbabwe.
As Polapi, we've come up with a cocktail of reforms, which were the key requirements as we formed as Polapi, that we should deliver electoral reform. So we have put up proposals that we have submitted to both government and ZANU-PF for adoption. I can confidently say they've been signed, agreed to, and we are hoping that they'll be adopted into the Electoral Act. We believe that as a country, it is high time that we mature in terms of holding our elections. We can't afford as a nation to have disputed elections. One of the challenges that we have as a country is the issue around electoral violence. And as Pollard, we are saying, no, there's no space in our political space. Violence has no space in our political space. We are preaching the message of peace, love, unity, and tolerance for all our players. Let's continue to preach the message of peace to our followers so that at the end of the day, we can say we have held credible elections.
That was Kwanele Hlabangana, leader of the opposition Republican Party of Zimbabwe. The Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change also says there is need for broad reforms before the crucial elections. Ms. Fazai Mahere, CCC interim spokesperson, had a chat with our correspondent, Godwin Manguja, about this issue.
The CCC is just noting the bureaucracy. Yama reforms Zvikuru zvatirikuda kuti zvivandudzwe zvinosanganisa nyaya yekuti voters roll igadziriswe nyaya yekuti vanhu vanoshaya mazita avo voters roll uye kuti vanhu vanochinjwa mapolling station avo zvisiri pamutemo inofanira kupera nyaya yekuti vanoshandira ZEC vanhu either mauto kana kuti vanhu vanotora side yezanupf nyaya iyo inofanira kuongororwa zvakare nyaya yekutengwa kwepolling material kana kuti maballot paper inofanira kuongororwa kunzi vanenge vatenga sei zvese zvive pachena zvakare nyaya yekuti vanhu vanobatsirwa vachipindwa navo muballot box kunovhota zvakakaona kuchipinge nekukariba zvinofanira kucherechedzwa nyaya yekuti masabhuku anomanikidza vanhu kubva kuvhoto yezanupf nyaya kushandiswa kwechikafu vote buying zvose izvo zvinofanira kucherechedzwa isi tiri kutaura kuti SADC nenyika dzose dziri muSouthern Africa dzinge dzichitarisa nyaya idzodzo kuitira kuti tisazoita imwe sarudzo inenge ine mhirizhonga kana kuti inozonetsa inozoenda kumatare vanhu vasingawirirani zvikaitwa maererano nemutemo neconstitution hatizoonekwa tichiita mhirizhonga pamaelections edu.
Tiri kuona maane nguva muchitaura nezvinhu zvese izvi. Saka mune chiimbere chekuti rwendo runozvichagadziriswa tisati taenda kusarudzo dzegore rinouya.
Tinotenda kuti tichashandisa matanho ose atinawo tichaenda kumatare tichashandisa mademonstration tichataura kuti mareforms aiitwe.
That was Ms. Fazai Mahere, spokesperson of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa. To discuss the current situation in Zimbabwe and electoral reforms, we are joined by Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, an independent political commentator based in Washington State, USA. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Ndlovu. Mrs. Ndlovu, can you hear me? So I think she cannot hear me there. I'm trying to get hold of Mrs. Ndlovu. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Mr. Ndlovu? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think she has got
the... Yes, I can.
Yes, now I can hear you. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Ndlovu. Yes, I think she has got some slight issues. Yes, so I think she has got some challenges. So we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. And we heard from Mr. Matuku, Professor Lavmo Matuku, saying that they've got a set of proposals that they came out with. And some of the proposals, you know, they include the announcement of election results, which they want them to be announced at a certain given time. They want to have opposition parties to have access to public media. So, So sizwile ke uProfessor Lavmo Matuku esithi ke sebelokunye abakufisa ukuthi uhulumende akwenze ikakhulu nxa bekulungisa behamba phakathi kwePollard. IPollard yawazi political leaders action group ekhona khona ngale eZimbabwe ebezama ukuthi balungise khonokho okuhluphayo. So nxa sisikhangela ke kuPollard khonapho ungazani kufukamele uhulumende nguye ngani ubafukamele bonke kodwa abanye bathi kumele kulungise ukhetho ngoba nxa ukuthi kungalungiswanga ukhetho ngemfanelo kungamana kuhluphe ngokhetho oluzayo 2022. So now I think Priscilla Ndlovu is around. Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So I think she still can't hear me. I don't know what the problem is. Our technicians are trying to sort it out. I think there's a slight, there's a glitch there concerning connectivity. We'll try to bring her on board shortly, so but she can't hear me at the moment. So ke uPrisila Ndlovu uzimele ukhuluma ke ngezimbusazwe ezobusazwe sibili ungani uyazazi okunye okumangalisayo. So besithi sike sixoxe la isizwe ukuthi ingabe sidini ngodaba lolu xa ukuthi singamtholi enxa singadinga omunye kwezethivi sibone ukuthi singaxoxa njani labanye ngokuya kwesikhathi. So ke sizwile futhi lo baba ukwanele Hlabangana we-Republican Party of Zimbabwe esithi khonokho okufunakala ukuthi bakwenze kumele kwenziwe sibili kuphumelele. Kodwa kwamanje kukhanya ngazani ke sile incingo zethu ngazani azihambi ngemfanelo. Sithemba lokuthi baza kulungisa bolabo enisebenzela labo khonapha. So sizabavisa ke abantu okumele sikhulume labo sizwe ukuthi bathini ngakhonokho okuhluphayo. So siyabona ke ku-social media abantu basilandela sibili ukuthi sibonti abanye ngobani. Kulo Anthony othi ye what we need are electoral reforms, not zokutamba izwi. Tinoda ukuthi tiite election ekhululekileyo. So uhlanganise indimi khonapho Anthony. So ke abanye ke siyakwazi ukuthi liyasizwa khonapho kuradio. Silethemba lokuthi liyaphila khonapho eZimbabwe njalo lokuthi liyakwazi ukuthi kulo khetho olubuyayo. Sinokuthiwa ke abantu abaningi babahambanga bakhangela amagama abo kuluhlu lomaklama. So ke sizwe ke ukuthi uPrisila Ndlovu uyangizwa yini khona manje. Nkosikazi Ndlovu kunjani mama? So sibona ngazani ke lapha kube kukhanya ngazani kule nkinga ye-connectivity kungazani sile problem. Prisila Ndlovu uyangizwa mama? Kukhanya ngazani lokhu engingamuzwa kuhle. Ngibona ngazani ke umtshina wethu kungani ubanjwe ngumkhando. Singazi ukuthi uhamba njani ke emtshineni yethu khonapha. Umtshini ungani itinda ndawonye. So abantu esibacelile ukuthi babuye khonapha asibezwa kuhle ukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani. So ukhetho, we all know that Zimbabwe is going to have an election next year. We have seen many moves by ZANU-PF in terms of so Priscilla Ndlovu uyangizwa mama? Can you hear me? Hello, Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me? So I think she cannot hear me, and I cannot hear her. So I think there is a breakdown in terms of communication there. We may be having a glitch, you know, in terms of connection. Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me? Kungani kulo hlupho. So singazi ukuthi kuyalungiswa khonokho njengani kuyakhathaza. Xa ukuthi ukhathaza singazuza omunye, I think we can have another caller or to have another guest so that maybe we can have someone else. Because we seem to have a problem with Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu's line. So there could be something that is going on. So ukhetho siyawazi ukuthi olokugcina 2018 we saw some people being killed in the streets of Harare. So at least about 6 people, according to the government, were gunned down by state security agents. You know, those people wanted election results as soon as possible. That is the presidential election results. So it took a couple of days before the government actually announced those results, which were actually challenged in the Constitutional Court or the Electoral Court by the MTC, then led by Nelson Chamisa. So they actually said, no, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa did not win fairly. So, but after a hearing in court, the court actually declared Mnangagwa the winner. So up to now, people don't even know the number of votes that made Mr. Mnangagwa to be president. But, you know, the last time we had the figure was just roughly about 50 point something percent or 51% somewhere there. So there are so many issues that are affecting what is happening in Zimbabwe right now as we speak. And one of those issues that people really want to see happening as per Matuku's description, they want people to vote freely. They want people to access the voter's roll before the voter's roll is sent to the public. So I'm told that Priscila Ndlovu may be around right now. Mrs. Priscila Ndlovu, welcome to the show. Yeah, so today I think we are very unlucky because our lines have got some problems. So we don't know. Priscilla Ndlovu, we are going to Mama Kona Pitkuma. Yeah, give me up a mchina and you're going to go to a gang. I think we're going to Ukuluma and Ali. So, yes, I'm going to go to the office and problem in a leo. So, let's hope we're going to get a program. So, nothing to do with my economic reforms. Sorry, my electoral reforms. Jacques Raire, Sarus Society, in 2023. So, we're waiting to see what the government is going to do, you know, about some of these electoral reforms that Pollard is demanding. So, Pollard is an appendage, sort of like, of the government, and it is led by the President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mr. Nelson Chamisa of CCC actually boycotted Pollard, saying it is a group of people that don't have any historical doubt in Zimbabwe. So, there's that problem. So, I think I can hear Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu now. Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, can you hear me? Yeah, there was a bit of movement there, but I think she has since disappeared again in terms of the airline is not getting through. So we've got another caller, another person here who posted a message on our social media platform, that is Twitter, is saying we all need electoral reforms so that Zimbabwe can become a truly democratic society. Thank you so much there. We also have Mbuso Mhlanga, what you call a year. Siya kelu kuti kuwe lama electoral reforms akanya kwele Zimbabwe. Siya kutu kuna poki kulungi yesubuye lekaya siya sebenza siku na ngali hachi lapa kule South Africa lapis kona. Yes, ya Mbuso Mhlanga kuna poki. Umnu mzana Mbuso Mhlanga ya kuluma. Kina litini nga kukonki kono kukungazani kupi kwenye bantu kwa kwele Zimbabwe. So siya kuna njalo kutu kulo mwenye ongalufusa ukuthi angene uhlelo kodwa hayi ukho manje ngazani inombolo zicingo zethu kasebenze kuhle bezama ukuthi sithole ke unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu ukhona ngale ke Washington State kunapha ke kule Melika kodwa ngazani inombolo zakhe ngamhla kungani kuyabhedha into azihambe ngemfanele so ke singazi ukuthi ukhamba njani imtshina yethu sibona ngazani ibanjwa umqando kumbe ngapha kuyachisa kungani ichiswe kakhulu. So I said, "Seven is confirmed." Yes, I've covered the lakonoko. But I want technicians there too, as I'm going to have to do Mr. So yes, I have one of the things I'm going to do. So what about him? I'm going to look over the galal. So I tell him about Janela. I think we must have some things. So what him? He na angatin matavalol. He was the what him? Ma what him? He will lie ne yoto. He will make people money. Go get no money. So I want to tell you what you will have message in you. Esibona khonapha evela kumvelo umvelo ngakwesipanda umvelo sipanda ukuthi hayi Dube siyalibona khona ngapho eMelika kodwa sicela lesincedise ukuthi silungise ama electoral reforms yesingazi ukuthi kuhamba njani foyithu sibona zani mvelo kungakulungela lawe nxa ukuthi ungasebenza ulungise okufisana kube sikusuka lomunye ukuthi ngusisandra moyo sisandra moyo ukhuluma ngesiDebele lapho ukuthi yes, I want to look at the electoral reforms. But I want to look at the UEFA for 2023. So I want to look at Sandra. So I want to look at Sandra and realize that I want to look at the UEFA for 2023. So I want to look at the UEFA for 2023. So I want to look at the UEFA for 2023. So I want to look at the UEFA for electoral reforms. But I want to look at the UEFA for. Yes, that was a cool. So now I think we are coming to the end of our show today. So we are sorry that our lines did not work in a good way. We hope to meet you once again next week. Signing off is Steve Stube in Washington saying, good night, Zimbabwe.